How to recognize internet scams and report them. Help yourself and future victims by reporting internet scams right away. The internet is a powerful tool accessible to everyone. With this, we have unlimited access to an ever-increasing wealth of information and resources. Our world is also more connected thanks to this wonderful digital innovation. Unfortunately, as more people rely on the internet for their daily needs, some twisted individuals take advantage of this opportunity and use the internet to commit criminal activities such as fraud and scams. If you have fallen victim to an internet scam, you must report it immediately. Reporting fraud helps protect yourself and other potential victims from further loss or harm. It also allows law enforcement agencies to investigate the crime and take action against the perpetrators. Recognizing the signs of internet scams and frauds. Prevention is an ounce better than a cure. Recognizing the telltale signs of common internet scams and frauds is the first step in protecting yourself and others. In most cases, scammers will try to gain your trust and use false promises of getting something for nothing. They might even go out of their way to prove their trustworthiness by providing false proof of their identity or a fabricated verification process. Always remember that if it sounds too good to be true, then it probably is. Here are some signs that you should watch out for. Suspicious links or ads. If you receive dubious links and advertisements that lead to pages with questionable content, it could be a sign of a scam. Unsolicited emails or messages. Most scammers use unsolicited emails and messages to send deceptive offers and deals. Requests for personal information. Legitimate businesses and organizations will never ask for your personal information over email or other messaging platforms. An unreasonable sense of urgency. Scammers often create a sense of necessity to get you to make a quick decision without carefully considering the consequences. Suspicious sender information. If you receive an email from someone claiming to be a company representative but do not see any valid contact information, it could be a scam. Reporting suspecting scams and fraud to proper authorities. If you've been a victim of a scam attack or know someone who has been, there are different ways to report it. Common scams. You can report most money or possession scams and fraud to your local government. However, the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, is the primary agency spearheading efforts to protect consumers from fraudulent activity. You can report scams or fraudulent activities here. Although the FTC handles common scams, you can also report identity to their agency. Disaster and emergency scams. During natural disasters and emergencies, scammers tend to take advantage of people's fear and confusion. The magnitude of the disaster and emergency scams propelled amid the coronavirus pandemic. You can report it to the National Center for Disaster Fraud if you're receiving suspicious emails, texts, calls, or social media messages offering help in exchange for payment or other personal information. Online and international scams. The Internet Crime Complaint Center of the Federal Bureau of Investigation is the primary governing body responsible for online scams, such as fraudulent websites, virus-infected emails, and data breaches. You can always report suspicious activities by filling out their complaint form. The International Consumer Protection and Enforcement Network, ICPN, can help if you receive international or overseas scams. The ICPN launched a program to protect Americans from international scams, cybercrime, and fraud from other countries. You can check their complaint form here. Social Security or IRS imposter scams. These scammers call unsuspecting victims, claiming to be representatives from the IRS or Social Security Administration, and demand payment for outstanding taxes. They might even threaten you with legal trouble, jail time, or cancellation of Social Security benefits if you don't comply. If you're receiving such calls, you can report it to the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, TICTA, for IRS-related scams, or the Office of the Inspector General of Social Security Administration for Social Security scams. Business and investment fraud. Business and investment fraud exist in various forms, such as Ponzi schemes, pyramid schemes, fraudulent telemarketing schemes, and advance or upfront payment schemes. The common ground of these fraudulent activities is that the scammer will promise you an unrealistic business benefit, such as reduced tax fees, significant return on investments, or a loan that doubles in payment. If you're a victim of such schemes, you can report it to the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, or the Federal Trade Commission. Spoofing and phishing. Spoofing and phishing are two of the most common online scams. Spoofing refers to sending emails or text messages by making small, unnoticeable changes that appear to be from a legitimate source. For example, you might receive an email from your boss that contains a malicious link. The email address might appear from your boss, but it may have been sent by a hacker trying to access your accounts or data. Phishing is similar to spoofing, except in this case, the scammer sends emails pretending to be a legitimate company, asking the recipient for their personal information or money. For example, you might receive an email from Apple claiming that your device has been breached and that you need to click a link to update your security settings. The FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center is also responsible for dealing with spoofing and phishing cases. You can report such activities by filling out their complaint form. Keep yourself protected online. The internet is a great place to increase knowledge and stay connected with everyone around the world. But it can also be filled with dangers and scams if you don't stay alert. Always remember to trust your instincts and never give out personal information or money without verifying the source first. If you encounter any suspicious activity online, report it to the appropriate agencies to help stop these criminals in their tracks. Finny the Finance Bot says, "How can I recognize an internet scam and how do I report it?" Recognizing an internet scam can be challenging, but there are some signs that you can look out for. Urgency. Scammers often create a sense of urgency to pressure you into making a quick decision. Requests for personal information. Legitimate companies do not usually ask for sensitive information through unsolicited emails or phone calls. Unusual payment methods. Scammers may ask you to pay using methods that are untraceable, such as gift cards or cryptocurrencies. Unrealistic offers. If an offer seems too good to be true, it probably is. To report an internet scam, you can take the following steps. Contact the company or website that the scammer claimed to represent and let them know about the scam. Report the scam to the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, by visiting their website, www.ftc.gov, or calling 1-877-FTC-HELP. If you lost money, report the scam to your local police department and the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center, IC3. It is important to stay vigilant and protect your personal information online. The author generated Finny the Finance Bot's text in part with GPT-3, OpenAI's large-scale language generation model. Upon generating draft language, the author reviewed, edited, and revised the language to their own liking and takes ultimate responsibility for the content of this publication.